Rachel Levine calls for censorship of misinformation surrounding child sex changes. By Spencer Lindquist on December 27, 2022. The Biden administration's Department of Health and Human Services Assistant Secretary Rachel Levine called on tech corporations to censor misinformation about child sex changes. Levine, a man who identifies as a woman, advocated for big tech to censor what he referred to as misinformation in an address to the Federation of State Medical Boards in New Orleans in May. During the address, Levine remarked that health professionals must continue and expand their work to address health misinformation directly. He added, "I'd like to just talk briefly about another area of substantial misinformation that is directly impacting health equity in our nation. And that is the health equity of sexual and gender minorities." Levine went on to say, "There is substantial misinformation about gender-affirming care for transgender and gender-diverse individuals and claim that America is facing an onslaught of anti-LGBTQ+ actions at the state levels across the United States." Biden's administration official defended so-called gender-affirming care, a set of medical interventions that seek to change an individual's sex. "The positive value of gender-affirming care for youth and adults is not in scientific or medical dispute," Levine added. He also doubled down on his advocacy for censorship, saying, "We need to use our clinicians' voice to collectively advocate for our tech companies to create a healthier, cleaner information environment." Levine has told doctors they need to become ambassadors to normalize transgender identification among children, Breitbart News previously reported. The Biden administration official contended that conversations on the topic don't need to be limited or restricted to a medical setting. A recent poll from Harvard Harris found that an overwhelming majority of respondents favor new national laws protecting internet and social media users from corporate censorship. A full 70% of the 1,851 respondents said they support the creation of such a law. Individuals from both political parties support the hypothetical law, with 72% of Democrats and 69% of Republicans favoring the legislation. Meanwhile, 71% of independents also favor the hypothetical measure. The poll of registered voters asked respondents if they believed a number of different statements should be allowed or banned on Twitter. Just 31% of respondents said they think the phrase "children as young as 9 should take hormones and sex change drugs if they feel they are of another sex" should be allowed on Twitter. Meanwhile, a full 69% of respondents said they believe the statement should be banned from the social media platform. Respondents were also asked if Twitter should ban or allow the phrase "children under 18 should not be provided sex change hormones, drugs, or operations." Just over 1,000 respondents, or 54% of the sample, said the phrase should be allowed on the platform, while 46% said it should be banned. The poll, taken on December 14 and 15 of 2022, reflects a nationally representative sample. The description reads: Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.